Good morning. Welcome to the Maximum Radio Network. Today's Friday, November the 1st. My goodness, it's moving fast. The time is not waiting. Well, welcome and thank you for joining us. You're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I have the honor of being your host. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and we're on. It's a wonderful opportunity that we have. It's another day in which to serve Him and have Him enrich our lives. I trust that you had a wonderful night of sleep, and how are you feeling? Well, I'm blessed, awesomely favored, divinely powered. Thanks for asking. Well, we are here, and if you're having a birthday celebration on today, I know of some people who will be celebrating their birthday this month. It's a wonderful month, November. And if you're having a birthday this month, well, God bless you. We trust that you would see many, many more. I believe there are two people, two of my siblings, my sister and my brother, they have a birthday in this month. So today's Friday, November 1st, and we do praise God for that. Thank God it's Friday, the last day for many of the work week. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. I just want to thank Him for this day. I'm sure you do too. I feel grateful that He has given me another day in which to glorify Him, praise Him, and lift Him up in the land of the living. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You. We come to You and come into Your courts knowing that You've given us entrance to come in boldly. So boldly we come into Your courts today, and we come with a hallelujah, we come with praise, we come with thanksgiving. We thank You, Lord, that You've brought us through to this moment in time. And it's because of Your mercy and Your grace and Your watching over us, Your faithfulness, that we have made it through safely. So we thank You. We have great thanks. We are grateful. And we bless this day that You have given to us. We are rejoicing in it. We praise You. We lift up Your holy name. Your name is above every other name, that at the sound of Your name on this day, every knee should bow, every tongue confess. This day we say that You are God. This day we say that You are awesome. And we can do that because of Your Son's complete, finished work of redeeming us, purchasing us, and bringing us back to You. We thank You so much for this day. And Father, we thank You for the extra blessing that we can gather together as we are at the same time by the great facility that You have given to us. You've given to us this broadcast, You've given to us the internet, You've given to us the technology that we can connect so powerfully in these moments. So we thank You today. Father, we are sure that we have missed the mark in one or more ways, and we ask You to forgive us. Forgive us for our iniquities, for our trespasses. Cleanse us by the blood of Jesus Christ. Use that special redeeming substance called the blood of Jesus to wash us and make us whole. Help us to come away from everything that stains us. All filthiness of the flesh and spirit, in the name of Jesus, so that we can be in right order and right relationship with you at all times. So we thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for cleansing us, making us whole, so that we can entertain and be covered by the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. We have that covering as we stand before your holy presence, so that we are not struck dead. Because you are righteous, you're righteous God, awesomely righteous. So we thank you on this day for what you've done and what you're doing. Thank you for this broadcast, and we pray your richest blessing upon us and upon it as we stand in your presence, believing you, trusting you, and praying what is in your heart and the heart of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we're on the air and we're opening your lines, and we want to continue today something that we started on yesterday. I believe this is the first time we actually going back to back on a particular subject or focus of our prayers and our intercession. And we began yesterday with focusing on salvation for our households. And we looked at the scripture and what that said about that. Now, everything in the scriptures are laws and principles, and they're not guarantees per se. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's been said to us repeatedly throughout the scripture, and we see it demonstrated. Therefore, we want to hold that principle in place as it relates to Acts chapter 10 and verse 1 through 4, where we read of a gentleman at a place called Caesarea in biblical times. His name was Cornelius, and it reads thus: at Caesarea there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion, who was known as the Italian regiment. In other words, he was a soldier. That was his life's work. And he and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, "Cornelius." In verse 4, Cornelius stared at him in fear. "What is it, Lord?" he asked. The angel answered, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before the Lord." So what we established yesterday, that what God requires of us, and it's testified elsewhere in the scriptures, that we do good and walk humbly with our God. And here we see Cornelius is being witnessed as one who was doing that. He did good and walked humbly with God. He was devout, faithful. That's what that means. Committed, focused. He was devout. And he gave generously to the needs of others. And he prayed to God regularly. So what are we looking for? We're looking for to be in position so that we can be a facilitator, so to speak, of God's righteousness and salvation entering our households wholesale in a powerful way. It's available, not just salvation is not available just to you, but to your household as well. However, it has a lot to do with your intentionality. In other words, you're intentionally doing or taking some steps that would make the way clear for God to bring salvation to your household, to every person living in your dwelling. And your household also includes all of those that are related to you as well, but not just those. If someone is just a friend that's living in your household, or they're the servant living in your household, that includes them. They're within your borders. And parents can take particular can own this particular principle on behalf of their children, their grandchildren, etc., etc. So we live in times where we want to ensure, as far as we can, the salvation of our households. So that's what we were focused on yesterday. And today, we want to continue that. And we're looking at Acts chapter 16 and verse 31. And here, the Philippian jailer asked, after God had moved miraculously, liberating Paul and Silas from prison, so to speak. He saw the power, this Philippian jailer, and he says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And to which Paul and Silas responded, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved, and your households." So we have to take the leadership. This promise was given to a specific individual in a specific time and place. However, it's a promise that is universal in nature and spans all time periods and all situations. So you, too, can ask that question, what must I do to be saved? Well, Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you and your household shall be saved. That starts a process, you believing. But we see what Cornelius did, practicing the faith. It's one thing to believe, it's another thing to practice. So we're focused here on the practical aspects of our faith, not just simply believing, but practice. So it says that he and all his family were devout and God-fearing. They practiced being devout, being faithful, being committed, being focused, serving, thus totaling with God-fearing. And he gave, this is action now, this is not simple belief, he gave generously to those in need. He prayed to God regularly, again, action. And therefore, how did it show up before the Lord? As a memorial offering before the Lord. Bringing offerings to the Lord, and we're not just talking here, speaking of money, we're talking of sacrifices, period. The essence of our lives. So this is where we are. And today, what we had asked on yesterday is that you would bring to our prayer gathering today a list of the individuals that make up your household, that make up your family, if you will, that are within the borders of what you call and what is your world, and bring that. And we want to pray over that list this morning. We would like to have that as an outcome of this prayer assembly today. And then following this action, that same list should go in a prominent place on your mirror. That's one place. On your refrigerator, that's one place. Or any place that you frequent where you can see it and it's before you, so that it's always in remembrance. Because remember, it's practice. And once we practice, the scripture also said he'll give us the desires of our hearts. Mother, if you desire that your children would come to know the Lord, this is an excellent facility and practice. That's how it is. I know in our household, my mother in particular, she was the prayer warrior. And we came to know the Lord, all of us, including my father, because of her prayers and intercession. Because of her prayers and intercession, we have this program right now. I'm here.
Hallelujah.
Hosting. Those are
Hallelujah.
The implications. Practice. She was up early every morning, and I'm sure she prayed all day long.
Hallelujah.
But she was up early every morning.
Glory.
In prayer. Early every morning. And look who has that. I now have that myself. I'm
Hallelujah.
That. So I'm saying and suggesting to us that we would pick up the practice. Faithful, intentional. He was devout. That's what it said of Cornelius. That means he had a faithful commitment. He had a focus. And so imagine Christ appearing right now. And of course, we're overjoyed. We cannot contain ourselves, we who are alive at its appearing. We can't contain ourselves. But as the reality sets in, and you realize that there are some that you know that are part of your family, that they're not present. I want that to soak in. I want us to be immersed in that reality. They're not there. And then you wonder, well, where are they? Then you're reminded of what the scripture says about what this is all about. And what it means to have eternity invade time and space. Guess what you're going to do? You're going to weep. Yes, you're going to weep. However, the scripture says he'll wipe away all our tears. But there will be weeping, because we remember and recall what we could have done that we didn't do, and that's how God will deal with us at that point in time. We will be judged based on what we could have done that we didn't do, not just what we did. That's real. That's real. So it's always good to telescope far into the future. I don't know how far that is, but into the future, and look from there backwards and see what we should be doing now. And what we see is we should be doing exactly what we're doing right now. Hallelujah.
Praise be unto the King.
We should be doing exactly what we're doing right now. If you go into the future and walk it back. All right, so let us get to the business of framing a vision for the salvation of our households, and that's what we're doing. Just hold your report and let us proceed with this. I want us to, because I know that there's some people that are really, really prepared for this session today. Let's hold a praise report, if you will. We want to go to prayer right now on the issue, and place your right hand on that list. And the list may not be complete. You can always add to it. You know, you can always add if you forgot that person in the family that perhaps you really do want to forget. You know, there's always someone like that. You know, oh, I didn't think of him, or I didn't think of her, you know. Well, I'm glad that you thought of him and thought of her finally, and add them to the list, and so that God's grace can flow to them too. And we want to go to prayer now. So let us believe God. Let us trust him. This is what he wants. He wants to save all of them. And all of them have to go through believing on the Lord. It's a very personal decision. They have to do that. What we're doing is not going to keep them or having them get a free pass. They are going to need to confess their sin. They're going to need to get before God for themselves. What we want to do is facilitate that occurring by us interceding. That's what we're doing, interceding. We're being cause for something great to happen. So let us go in prayer. And I would like someone or more of you, I'm going to lead off in prayer, but based on what God has placed in your heart, that you too would take up the prayer as I conclude my phase of it. So I'm going to lead us off in prayer right now. Dear Lord, we know that there are so many things that we are unable to do within ourselves, by ourselves. And today we come before you. We don't come empty-handed. We come with petitions. And those petitions feature our family, our household, those that we know that we would love to see enjoying salvations the same as we do. We know, Lord God, that until they experience salvation, that they are bound by the adversary. They are held by the adversary. They're held in check. They're detained by the adversary. But we know that you want each of them loosed in the name of Jesus. And we loose them right now, because you promised that what we loose in the earth is already loosed in heaven. We loose them right now. All of the members of our household, the children, the grandchildren, the cousins, the grandparents, all. Father, we install a hedge such that from now on, as we pray, the enemy cannot cross over that line. Cannot, is unable to do it. Until we see the salvation of every individual in our households. And Father, we refuse right now to look at anyone that is part of our world, our household, that's within the borders of our household as unredeemable, as so wretched that your grace cannot touch them. Father, we see now through your eyes, because we have lifted them up today. We are lifting them up. They are not where they were. That change, salvation, restoration comes in the name of Jesus. We speak salvation. We speak life over them in the name of Jesus for your great glory. And we anticipate that you, because you rule and overrule, because you are on the throne continually, that there will be testimonies being made even now.
Yes, Lord.
Of the deliverance comes. The deliverance, the powerful deliverances that come out of what you've asked us to do. We have believed, and just like in the days of Paul and Silas, we're believing for our household now. We're believing for our household for salvation. Even as we pray for the salvation of the nations around the earth, we're believing for the salvation of our family, that salvation will reach our households as well, in the name of Jesus. Does anyone want to pray? Your line is open. You can pray now. You can join in prayer. You can be heard and will be heard. If you'd like to pray, now is the opportunity to do that.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for every married couple, Father God. Thank you for restoration even right now of marriages, oh Father God. And thank you for the generations to come. Thank you for us, oh Father God, that praise you, that worship you now, oh Lord God. We praise and worship you now, and it's for our generations to come, oh Lord God. We love and serve you now, and it's for our generations to come, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, they'll see and feel and know and that you are real and that you are wonderful and that you are magnificent and that you're worthy to be praised, Lord God. You're worthy to be served. You're worthy to be loved, oh Lord God. And it'll go on in our generations until you crack the sky, oh Father God. And Lord God, we give you the praise. We'll be a great impact to the other nations, oh Lord God, around the earth, oh Father God. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Thank you for our homes, our church homes, oh Lord God, where we fellowship, oh Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for our pastors and pastor wives, oh Lord God, and for the great work that they do, oh Father God, in the kingdom, oh Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for every member, oh Father God, that we love and serve one another, oh Father, that we be a witness, oh Father God, to the communities, oh Father God, to the nations, to the cities, to the countries, oh Lord God, all around the earth, oh Father God. We give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory, and that it be passed on in our generations, oh Father God. Oh Lord God, that when you come, you find great faith in the earth, oh Lord God, that we have done great exploits, oh Father God, that the lost, oh Lord God, have been risen up, oh Lord God, and serving you and loving you, oh Lord God, and that we see that great multitude, oh Father God, without number, oh Father God, loving and serving you forever and ever and ever and ever, oh Father God, loving and serving each other and loving and serving you. We give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory. And Lord God, my heart right now, oh Father God, my immediate prayer is that Danielle and her husband and children and John do make it to service this Sunday, which is the intentions of their heart. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for giving us the sight and insight on what to pray for and what to do as regards to our households. We thank you for this opportunity. We love you, Lord, and we know that it's your will. We are praying in your will.
Lord.
You're interested in families.
Yes.
In families.
Yes.
Not just individuals, but in whole families.
Jesus.
Yes. And you want at the end time that all families be represented. That is your will. So we pray today that our faith would be strong as we stand, being a light, being examples before our families. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Because we stand for family members, oh God.
Yes.
Because we know that there will be trials, we know that there will be testing, but Lord, help us to stand and believe on your word, God.
Yes,
Father God. Even when we don't see what we expect, that we would still trust you and know that you are doing a mighty work, Lord God. And whatever you begin, Lord God, you are strong and you are able to complete it, oh God. So give us patience, oh God. Give us fervor, strength, oh God. Yes, Lord God. And let us just continue to pray, oh God, without ceasing. Yes, Father God, and praise you anyhow, because we know, God, that we have the victory in you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you for the privilege, oh God. We thank you for this privilege, Lord God, that you've given us the insight, oh God, and the foresight to extend, oh God, our prayer, even to include the members of our family and those, oh God, that are close to us, oh God. Remind us, oh God, even of the ones that we may not remember, Lord God, that we can add them to, Lord God, and lift them up also in this prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Well, glory to your name, O God. Lord, we just praise you. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. We thank you, Father, for the love that you have bestowed upon our family.
Yes,
Lord, that our son will come from afar. You said you speak to the north, O God, and to the south. They will not hold back. We will give up our sons and daughters, oh, Father God. Lord, because we know salvation is only in your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for saving our loved ones. But you said, and we read and we heard, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and our family shall be saved. It is your word, oh, Father God. And we believe you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God is great and greatly to be praised.
Yes,
amen.
Indeed.
He is greatly to be praised. Well, we, like Cornelius, we have a focus. And just remember, have that list available, places where you could see, and begin to believe God. And particularly when you see circumstances arising that would tend to discourage you. Quite often, as God moves, it gets worse before it gets better. Because the enemy tries to defeat our faith. Yes. And so don't be discouraged. Just continue to pray and believe God. Monitor yourself and your faith. Make sure you're always on full, not on empty. So may God bless you. Yes, yes.
God bless everyone.
You.
Have a glorious day.
Have a wonderful weekend. Relaxation and worship. In the name of Jesus, we bless all of you. Amen. Amen.
And God bless everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for your prayers. God bless everyone.
Thank
bless.
You.
God bless. Bless them. Glorious day, everyone.
Yeah,
have
a blessed
weekend. Yes. You too. Good too. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.